What's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am positive Chuck Mockler.
Coming at you on a downpour of a rainy day here in Los Angeles.
Dreary Tuesday night to be recording this Locked On Clippers.
But we're going to be keeping things upbeat.
Hell yeah, we are.
We're going to be kicking things off. We put out a poll just kind of following up on what we talked about a little bit when you last heard us on Monday.
The salute to the season.
A salute to the season. We still have a lot of hope that it's not over yet.
It's not.
But it was overwhelmingly the best season in Clippers history, yes, as voted by you. So we're going to be talking about that. And then a little bit of Lou Will. I mean, Charles just threw this at me like, if Lou Will in the Hall of Fame in a Clippers jersey.
It's going to be great. It has to, like.
Man.
Just saying.
That feels good.
All I'm saying, it's just what
feels good. anyways, and then it is Twitter Tuesday. We take your questions. If you ever want to have your question featured on the show, don't forget to hit us up.
Yep.
That's at Locked On Clips, at Charles Mockler, at Will Updike. I'm very sporadically on Twitter. I'm going to be honest. I'm almost never on.
But also, if you want to leave a voicemail.
Oh, we'd love it.
Hit up 213-986-7354. Clippers, bro, we haven't heard from you in a while. We hope you're doing okay in your quarantine.
We might need to get a wellness checkout.
This is a Clippers town, bro. But I hope he's. I hope the
it stays a Clippers town.
I hope it stays a Clippers town, bro.
Locked down.
Yeah.
Still a Clippers town.
And then what do we got in the shavings thing?
Well.
Drawer.
Interestingly enough, there is an update that there will be no update on the NBA.
Yeah, Adam Silver.
So we're going to talk about that.
Silver came in clutch today.
And then there is kind of a deadline for what would have to happen for a championship, loosely.
Yeah,
right?
Based on kind of some stuff that Woj was saying. I don't know. We all know. You know what I mean? It's all conjecture. Who knows?
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about that. And then, I mean, there's some Lakers news, there's some other stuff. So stay tuned for all of that and more coming up right about now.
So we've been kind of trying to determine the best Clippers season in the history of the Clippers.
Yeah.
It's only between a handful of years. Truly. I mean, that obviously is no disrespect. That's just how things, we were just talking about how we recorded. It's like, it's funny that they're all just within the last
6 years,
So something like, yeah, like. In the grand scheme of things. But the question on Twitter, again, at Locked On Clips, was, what was slash is the best season in Clippers history? The options were, it's not over yet. Ooh. 2012 to 2013, 2013 to 2014, and 2014 to 2015. 83% of the vote. It's not over yet.
Yeah.
Part of me agrees. And part of me can't really, like, it's just so hard because it's not, there's the horrifying reality that it could
be. I mean, quantitatively, best start, best 50-game start.
Truly, literally the best 50-game start in team history.
And I feel like 50 games is pretty adequate sample size.
I would say it's a good barometer for how the team is doing.
Somebody posted, I think it was Yahoo Sports or one of those like kind of bad accounts, that picture of Kawhi Leonard shaking Lowry's hand after the Raptors championship. And man, it just like kind of choked me up. I can't wait to see Kawhi.
Basketball again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. Which is why.
And also, could be a little sneak preview to the end of this season.
That's true. Hopefully. Probably will be. Not a whole lot of insight on Twitter from the people who voted for 12-13, which makes total sense. Step Back Tree, Ben, as he is known, but kind of summed it up. He was like 14 and 15, 13, 14, pretty much identical.
Yeah,
like
that's
those
fair.
Are the only kind of tangible. Like if you look at the stats, if you look at everything that happened, because we also mentioned in the last episode, all of the history stops. Which sucks.
At the same point,
pretty much. Or like a week and a half earlier.
Yeah.
Which is brutal. So it's really between 14, 15, 13, 14. Ben chose 14, 15.
Okay.
For fairly obvious reasons. 56 wins.
Yeah.
Third seed via a technicality, which I love that he put in here. Blake, CB3 All-Stars and All-NBA. Chris Paul was first in assists, first in steals. I think he was second team all defense. Like, and he said that was the peak in his opinion, and it's hard in terms of seasons that have been completed. Very hard to argue with that.
Yeah. Definitely.
If I would have voted in this poll, I didn't. I honestly maybe would have gone 14-15.
14-15. That's your preference over...
It's just hard with... We haven't... It's not, you know, like this year, at the beginning of the year, with expectations of how I was feeling, I would be like, no, this season, of course, is going to be the greatest Clipper season. But everything that's happened, it's like we're in the... We could be in the midst of the greatest Clipper season, but I'm not ready to call it the greatest Clipper season yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. So what puts 14-15 for you over 13-14? Or 15-16, rather. Wait, what did you say? 14-15. I'm sorry.
14-15 over 13-14.
Over 13-14. So what vaults it for you over?
It just felt better, if that makes sense.
That's fair.
They're, like he said, they're pretty much the same, which is what's so funny. Yeah. Like, the team was playing a very specific kind of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
What's your pick? Do you pick this season?
Or do you go... I would pick this season, and then second place for me would definitely be 13-14.
Interesting. That was his personal favorite.
Yeah.
Which is fair, because my personal favorite, like, which is so much different, is honestly maybe the I talk about it a bunch is the 17-18 year.
Oh,
like so favorite, yeah, and then like best, it's like.
Well, I mean, it just depends what you're talking.
Yeah. Well, he said personal favorite. So yeah, like my personal favorite is maybe that 17-18 year from a pure like this is absurd.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Yeah, I think best. I think it might be 14-15. It's between 14-15 and this year, which is what's hard too.
Yeah. I don't know. 13-14 to me just felt, I don't know. It just felt pretty real.
I know what you mean. It's, yeah, like in the moment, yeah. And then you look at like the stats of the Warriors in some of those years and you're like,
Yeah.
Would have been difficult, but I think we could have done it. But 82% holding on to it being this year.
Mm-hmm.
Which could end up to kind of bite him in the ass, which is kind of depressing. Put something in here. One of the things that would truly hurt about the season being cut short is Lou Williams losing a year, essentially. Or yeah. Chance at another. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, he's a lot closer to 35 than 30.
Yeah, like he's also, when he goes in the Hall of Fame, it's in a Clippers uniform, right?
Gotta be. I mean, he's had his best season averages as a Clipper. I think that
he could win 2 6th men of the year as a Clipper if, you know, things end up happening.
Yeah.
If they give those out. I'm not sure what the hell the deal is with awards.
If they give those out. Well, he's already. He only has one as a Clipper.
He only has one as a Clipper.
That's fair. But yeah, just in terms of performance, I don't want to say unlocked Lou Will, because obviously it has to do with him shouldering a heavier burden than he ever had to in previous situations. But he rose to the occasion. So I would be very surprised. I mean... What about the history with Philly, though?
The history with Philly is, yeah. No, it's, I mean, it's hard to argue that.
Do you get to pick?
I don't think so. Excuse me. I was totally wrong. He won it. It's two with.
I thought it was two with the
Clippers. Yeah, sorry. I meant three. I don't know, man. If he wins 3 6th men of the year with the Clippers and gets a chip, he has to go in as a Clipper.
I mean, the sheer numbers are a lot better, like scoring averages, assists.
In terms of lore, Philly is in the conversation, but L.A. did as much for his story as the Clippers specifically, did as much for his story as anything in Philly.
That's true, yeah.
You know, like,
I mean, just
he was going to stop playing.
7 seasons is big.
7 seasons is big. He was going to stop playing, and then he won a sixth man of the year.
Yeah.
And then he won another sixth man of the year, and then he might win another sixth man of the year.
The three-peat would be wild.
The three-peat on the same team would be unbelievable. My quarantine brain is all fucked up. I can't believe I forgot that. I hate this quarantine. Just a personal side note right now. I'm losing it. I want to go to a bar. But this year,
bring the bar to you.
I'm doing my best. This year so far, do you think he's in line for another Sixth Man of the Year, or do we think Trez is maybe outshining him?
I feel like you maybe have to go Trez.
It's hard. You look at Lou's averages. This year he's at 19-6-3
mm-hmm.
in 29 minutes a game, which is three more per game than last year. Shout out to continuity for not existing. 109 offensive rating. It was 112 last year. But 111 defensive rating. It was 114 last year. So, you know, it's gotten better.
I mean, has he gotten better or is it? Actually, you know what? His effort this year has improved.
Yeah, but there has. So I will say the effort has improved overall, but when it's not there, oh, man. Does at LA Clippers film have a field day, as he rightfully should.
Yes.
There's some egregious ones out there. But
is Will a definite Hall of Famer?
He has to be.
I think if you're not putting the underground goat in there, I don't know.
I mean, Jamal Crawford is too.
Yeah.
It's this Sixth Man of the Year thing. It's like it has to. They have to be.
Totally.
They're like theoretically indispensable parts of the team.
Yeah.
And as we know, Lou Williams actually only won 1/3 of a Sixth Man with the Clippers. but there's been some peak Lou Will this year. Both, we just kind of mentioned the defense.
Yeah.
But I picked some games for some of my favies that kind of highlighted his assists.
Okay.
Because that's kind of been, you know, we know the pick and roll is deadly, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen it working in other ways. We go back to this game quite a bit, but the redemption game against the Knicks.
I feel like we've been talking about this so much.
We have, dude. It's the weirdest weekend in Clippers history this year. He had 32 and 9 assists.
Mm-hmm.
18 of his points came in the second quarter.
Beautiful.
While the entire Knicks team scored 24 in that second quarter. He was 6 of 10 from 3, and he had a classic Lou Will 7 turnovers to go with his unbelievably good and efficient other parts of his offense. So, like, this is a classic Lou Will game that I absolutely love.
Definitely. Definitely. I got two in Boston.
Do it.
Boston. I'm going to start. I guess I'm going to start with the loss in February.
Bro!
Look, okay? This was one of my favorite games of the season. The effort was just incredible.
No, from an effort. Yeah, no, that's.
What's
the Boston? The Boston games have been insane, dude.
Yeah, it was a double overtime.
This is making me miss basketball.
It was wonderful. If it wasn't for like an insane Tatum performance, we win that game
for sure.
And some questionable refing.
Oh,
It was in the Garden, might I add. I mean, which I is
you know a little bit.
Setting of the way back.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry to digress. But the overall numbers are great. He finished with 35, 6, and 8, shooting 42% overall. The splits aren't insane from an efficiency standpoint. And the free throw shooting was like 67%. It was like, God, dude, what are you doing?
But this is another classic Lou Will game.
But this was a great this to me is like the epitome of what Lou Will does. He had a 15-point fourth quarter.
Put the cape on. He put the cape on for the fourth.
He put the cape on, and the 8 assists is up there. Is really great. And like, I don't know, man. He scored more points than anyone else throughout both overtimes.
There you go.
It was only 5.
Hey, we needed him.
We needed him. just for point of reference, Tatum, who was a supernova, had 10.
Okay.
So it's not like awful, awful.
Tatum almost as good as Jason, almost as good as Lou Williams Tatum.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I do.
So that one is definitely up there for me. And I know that one's a little bit weird because it is a loss, but I loved this game.
All the Boston games, like we're probably going to rewatch them after we record this episode.
I do want to rewatch both these games. And then the other one, I mean.
Should we rewatch them for maybe a thing next week about if we match up with the Celts in the abbreviated finals?
Yeah. You think there's any way the Celtics make the finals?
I don't know. I don't know if there's any way I'm ever going to leave my house again at this point. So
very true. And then the other one, back in November, that win over the Celtics.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This one, I mean, there was a lot of great performances. And going back to that February performance, fucking Shamet had a great game. Sorry for cursing in that one. So another reason I loved it. But in that win in November, razor-thin margin of victory, 104-107. And Kawhi had a good all-around game. Wasn't particularly great offensively, but it didn't matter. Because Lou Will was there.
Yep.
He finished with 27. Only had like two rebounds and two assists, but the scoring was incredible.
Needed
like,
it.
He was 10 of 21 from the field. It was great. Him and Paul George combined for over 50.
Hey. Not mad at that.
So that one definitely stands out to me.
My last one.
Does he have a grudge against Boston?
He must, dude. my last one is probably the 6-point win versus, or sorry, the 2-point win over OKC.
Mm-hmm.
This is a weird one. He only scored 11 points.
Okay.
But he had 9 dimes.
Like it.
There's game. I think what the Clippers literally might be undefeated every game where Lou Will gets 9 or more dimes.
Really?
Yeah. Like it's close. Let us know your favorite Lou Will performance. There are so many of them from this
There's
year.
So many to count, and these are just this season.
Yeah, let us know what you think he's going to go into the Hall of Fame as. Spoiler alert, it's going to be a Clipper. coming up after this, we're going to be talking some Twitter Tuesday questions. Thank you for sending those in. But first, sports have come to a screeching halt.
That's true.
Because of coronavirus, specifically.
Yes.
But my bookie aren't going to get you down. Stay sane by gambling and get access to your favorite games like blackjack, roulette, slots, war, and more. Doesn't matter whether you're out on the front lines or quarantined at home, the fun doesn't have to come to an end with MyBookie. Video poker, not your thing, but still need a fix? Then we've got you covered with a host of live casino dealers online. That's right. They have professional dealers at their tables live on site 24/7. You can trust the industry leaders in times like these. They're reliable, upright, and best of all, they pay fast when you win. Visit mybookie.ag and use promo code LOCKEDONNBA for 150% bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code LOCKEDONNBA to receive 150% cash bonus on your first deposit up to $750. That's LOCKEDONNBA at mybookie.ag. You spin, you win, you get paid.
All right. So,
Twitter Tuesdays.
Some Twitter questions.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate sending those in. You know, as we say, if you don't know already, check us out at Locked On Clips, at Charles Mockler.
Twitter's a bit of a dead space right now.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
makes sense. Shockingly, people come to this show for the Clippers and not the hosts.
Unfortunate.
I don't think it's unfortunate. They got their preferences right. The big homie Chenny John asks, whose seat gets hotter if the season is canceled? Whose seat cools down or gets a pass? I would say Doc's seat cools down.
Clipper specific?
Yeah. We're keeping those Clipper specific.
Yeah. I mean,
Doc's cools down.
Doc's cools down.
I don't think anyone heats up except for the fans.
The fancy heats up the most. I think that the front office, maybe, like, if this season is completely out of the picture, I do think that you look at that, you know, the Paul George move with maybe a little.
You're a little bummed.
You're a little bummed on that.
Yeah. You're bummed at the virus, not the trade.
Yeah, and I think that might be one of those. I mean, not as bad as that Nets. As the Nets-Celtics trade.
No.
But, I mean, you know, if this season was canceled, and then barring what happens next year, if we were to lose one or two two stars. But, you know, that's still, like, so many things, A, have to happen.
Yeah.
And, B, sure, you could criticize that one move, but the plethora of other moves. I don't see anybody's seat, honestly, getting too hot.
I
think the hottest seats would honestly just be for Trez. And then Kawhi and Paul George. But to me, Trez would be the hottest of any seat.
His was already.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and that's not, like, within the organization. That's just for him. You know, like, it might be getting time for him to get up if he doesn't, you know, like, if
yeah,
it doesn't get to resume this year.
Poof. Yeah, I don't think anyone's
depending on the numbers, depending on the offers, you know?
Sure. Yeah, I don't think anyone's seat organizationally is getting hot at all. Lawrence Frank also seems definitely poised to win Executive of the Year, so he's fine. Our favorite robot at VV2306-3101 asks if we want to go small versus the Rockets, how small should we go? Could we see a lineup of Lou, Sham, Pat Bev, Kawhi, and PG? We went big the last time we played them, and we kicked their teeth in.
Yeah, it was kind of a surprise. We thought
there's no more Capella.
Yeah,
like
we thought that we would see a smaller lineup. With
I really thought we were going to too
with Jermichael and Morris out there.
Yeah,
some
Doc kind of teased it.
Yeah, and then we didn't end up going five out. I don't know. I think it makes a lot of sense. We talked with Jackson Gatlin, fabulous host of the Lock On Rockets podcast.
Oh, yeah. Go check his shows
out.
And
he said that Trez is kind of the prototype, like, you know, stretchy forward center that the Rockets have a hard time defending. So I think that, yeah, going – I mean, I don't know. Do we play small now? I feel like you and I have this conversation every once in a while where it's like, what do we call what we play now?
Yeah, like meaty, like big small ball, because everyone's big, but there's not a 7-footer.
We're calling it meaty ball.
I don't know if we're calling it meaty ball.
Meaty ball.
I think we just stay big. And, like, with how many minutes Trez gets anyway, he's always getting, like.
But are we calling that big? Yes.
I think
we're
calling it
big. We're calling it big because he is a center.
Well, I think we're calling it big specifically because we're playing the Rockets.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, that's why it's big. You know, like, we play the Lakers. I'm not saying we're going big with Trez at the 5.
Yeah.
I
do like that matchup of Trez on PJ Tucker's old ass.
Dude, shout out PJ Tucker.
No one I'm actually a big PJ Tucker fan. I was just joking.
No one can
I'm
see his shoes right now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. I'm dying right now. Carlos Escobar wants to know if the season gets canceled, do we think the league will do something to help the Clips keep Morris, Jackson, and Harrell? No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. I think the
league. I love this idea, though. Thank you for sending it in, Carlos.
I think the league says. Tough break, Jesus, and doesn't give any help.
Yeah, definitely.
There was also, I just saw a tweet, there's some rumor that, like, NBA players are going to have to give some of their money to the owners or something like that, like in terms of salary. CNBC reported NBA players could refund millions to owners.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to end up happening. I think as a show of good faith, the owners... I mean, you'd have to be a moron, I think, to try and collect that from
a player. Steve Ballmer is trying to take money from Rodney Magruder or, like, Terrence Mann. Like,
yeah, take the loss, whatever. Put it on your taxes that you already don't
this
pay.
This is what happens when a giant pandemic happens.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
CJ, whose tweet is at JDay Everyday, asks, are you guys as bummed as I am about not being able to see Joakim in a Clip jersey yet? Also, who do you guys miss seeing play most besides Kawhi and PG? Very bummed about that. Didn't realize I was going to be until he asked me this. But it's a good question.
Yeah. I don't know that we would. I mean, I'm still questioning like how much
we would have seen him
in a jersey. We really
would. We had some easier games on the schedule. We would have seen him.
Yeah. It definitely. I mean, you love to see it.
You love to see
it. As they used to say when sports was on.
Oh yeah.
Who am I most bummed to see? Well, we talked about it at the top, but like Lou and Trez for sure.
Yeah, it's for me. It's Trez.
Yeah,
it's
honestly like some the good Zoo game,
dude. I want bad Zoo games. I want to be mad that Zoo's not playing in the fourth. I want like I miss so much of it right now.
What
like,
about this one, Reggie?
Sure,
give me some
the way he was playing.
Give me some Reggie.
I've actually I don't so this is like I don't know if you I've tried to like. Distance myself from watching old games and highlights.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, because
it sucks ass.
I haven't been doing it a whole lot. I don't really like to relish in old moments that much.
Well, especially when you just can't have it. Like it's, and I know, like I'm not saying this is the right way to do it or whatever. But for me, like I haven't even been finding my like. I tried to watch like I was watching The Town the other day.
Yeah.
As you know, because it's a great movie and it won a bunch of Academy Awards.
Did it?
No, it didn't win
any. Is
it? No, it's not. It's perfectly fine. But I got hit with such a random sports sadness because there's a part where they Fenway Park is involved, and I just got this like, oh, there's no sport. Like, ugh.
I watched the way back. We watched it together.
Dude.
And I was glad it was such a terrible movie, because
sucks.
It didn't even remind me of basketball.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this just reminds me of my horrible upbringing. All right. So, Coach Dave, we got a heater for the last question. In the imaginary all-time NBA Jam tournament, which two Clippers do you pick to represent in the 2v2 tourney? My fun pick was Piotrkowski and Doc.
That's hilarious. I mean, well, because you and I generally do the bullshit thing where you just rain with threes.
Yeah. And Piotrkowski would destroy in jamming threes.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, if it were to be NBA Jam, the best picks would be some combination of Lou, Redick, DeAndre, and Blake.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, no, wait, sorry. CP3 because the steals are probably so high.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on your game for
so,
sure.
Dude, like, so like CP3 and World
going,
Be Free?
Yeah.
That would be a really good NBA Jam.
Yeah, I mean, you could go classic CP3 and Blake too. Yeah. I would play with them sometimes. The steals really is what helps
you out
the most.
Fuck somebody up in that game. I think CP3 has to be on there.
Yeah, for the steals.
You could put Barnes for threes.
Yeah. So what about Shamet?
I'm not going to be that guy who's like, why isn't Shamet an NBA Jam?
No, that's fair.
But you could do Walton for fun. He didn't play very much, but like, that'd be fun.
Yeah. I mean, dude, his foot was so messed up.
His knees. Yeah. Warriors got like 98 surgeries on each foot or something like that. Fantastic question, Coach Dave. Let us know at Locked On Clips, who you would pick.
Yeah.
World Be Free would be nice. I mean, the knuckleheads would be so fun. The dunks would be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Paul George and...
I mean, Paul
George,
George
and DeAndre.
Paul George
and DeAndre
would be good. That'd be a fun time. Redick would kill. Redick and CP3, I think, would be unstoppable.
Yeah.
Just not getting any rebounds. All right. Enough NBA Jam. I could talk about this for hours. Coming after this, we got...
You should get the NBA Jam for the Switch.
You should. Coming after this, we got some shamings. Hey, it's James.
We're still here. We got some stuff kicking around.
Yeah.
So what is the big NBA update, Charles?
Adam Silver said there will be no NBA update until May 1st. Hoo-wah.
My favorite kind of update.
Love it. He said they haven't really thought about anything, made any decisions, which makes sense. I don't know how you can.
It's really too hard. You got to see how things play out.
There was that weird talk with like Trump and all the league commissioners or some shit.
Oh, I wasn't even aware of this.
He, like, wants the NFL to start on time, and they're like, okay.
All righty,
man. For show, big dog. Keep on running.
I hate the NFL.
They're not going to, though. I don't think they can.
No, they won't.
But, like, Woj said, per his sources, the league wants a champion by Labor Day.
Which is, what, September?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. It's around 5 months out.
September 7th.
There you go. 5 months out. So, like, to start that, if they were going to do – I wonder if they go back to the best of five for the first round.
Why not?
Because
what if you go best around until best of five until the playoffs, until the finals?
You can't do conference championship best of five.
Nah, that's true.
Yeah. People would revolt. I would be so mad. First round, do best of five. Right?
Yeah, first round, I have no objections to that.
But I think it's coming back.
How do you feel about this? I feel like best five is a better format for both for everybody because A, it takes less time. But B, I think that's your better chance of upsetting a higher seed.
Yeah, so I think it's better for only the lower seeds.
Sure, but not. I mean, like.
But like, why should they have an advantage in the first round if they were lower seeded?
I mean, that's just more fun to watch.
I agree it's more fun to watch, but from a,
like
competition level, you'd be like...
I love the first round because you just get to watch, like, 9 basketball games a day. Because they're staggered in a way where you can, like, watch all of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, the level of competition isn't always quite there. But I like the idea of truncating it. And upsets are fun, man. That's why you
I agree with
that's why you give the lower seeded team a slight advantage.
I agree that they're fun.
The only one it really dicks over is 4-5.
Yeah, but that's like even anyway.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it's like whatever. I don't know. First round I'm fine with though, in this scenario. But yeah, more updates hopefully come soon. I don't know what the hell's going on. In air quote news, see if you can figure out where the air quotes are in this tweet from Shams. In being financially responsible during coronavirus pandemic, the Lakers are planning to ask a small group of senior level staff to voluntarily defer 20% of their salary, sources tell. What about the owners?
Yeah, right?
Couldn't the owners do that? I mean, they could if they had 40 bill, but I don't know.
And where's this going?
Yeah.
Like, where's this deferred salary going?
Wait, so if the owners aren't deferring their salary, if I own a company and I ask my employee, Mr. William Updike, the company's third best salesman.
Yeah, that's fair.
The company's third best salesman. Coasting at third. I say, Will, you and the top three salesmen need to take 20% less for financial responsibility. And then Will said, well, where does the money go? And then I'd say, well, I don't have to pay it to you now. Will would probably say, wait, what? And then I'd say, thank you so much. I'd let him out of my office. Yeah, well, who, what? So, like, they
I'd say coffees for closers and then throw and coffee then in your
throw
face.
Throw hot coffee in my face. Yeah, what is this? This is an odd move. I feel like, why would you leak this? Why would you tell people you're doing this?
Yeah.
It's worded in such a bad way. Like, it's not that the Lakers are planning to ask a small group of senior level staff. It's the owners of the Lakers are planning to ask this.
And like, in being fiscally responsible, was this the official wording or this is what you added?
Yeah.
That's absurd.
I would have added the air quotes around fiscally financially responsible. You know how Ballmer's financially. Ballmer's not too financially responsible. He did spend $4 billion or $400 million on the forum in the middle of it.
Don't matter.
I mean, hope they're doing all right over there.
You'll get that back.
Donate some food or something to the Lakers owners. They're short on cash. By the time you're hearing this,
let them hold $10.
Let them hold 10. You know, they'll get you back if these senior level staff voluntarily defer 20% of their salary.
20%.
By the time you're listening to this, the Trez doc will be up on the Clippers YouTube page.
That's right.
Go check that out.
Very cool.
We got to watch it.
Yeah, a
little the other day.
Are we going to do a film breakdown of it?
Yeah, let's spoil it right now. No, it's it's amazing. I needed it so bad. I know I said I was kind of distancing myself from Clippers content, but like, this was a nice, you know, I learned some stuff about Trez's like upbringing, his high school stuff.
High school
like,
stuff, yeah, that was wild.
Can't imagine.
You had an interesting note about how there was an omission of the college.
Yeah, not a lot of Louisville talk, which makes sense. But
which makes sense. At the same time, though, he was called like the best dunker in the tournament.
Yeah, for sure. No, there's some really it's a fantastic piece. The Clippers digital media team, it's like, if you can go follow all those guys, like,
yeah,
check out Charlie Widow. Like, it's, I don't know, I miss that content so much.
Definitely. I mean, it's still coming out.
Anything else in the shavings drawer?
Nah, I think she's tapped.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate it. We want basketball back so bad. We need the Clippers back. Hope everyone's doing good. Watch some Lou Will highlights.
Absolutely. Yeah, do let us know. I mean, would you retire him as a Sixer or Clipper? It's got to be a Clipper.
On Friday's episode, we're going to be concluding the salute to the season with a look back at maybe some of our personal favorite not-so-great seasons from the Clippers. We're going to have a love, marry, have to quarantine with.
Yeah.
Should be a fun time. Whatever else happens now and then in Clipperland, going to be talking about some bench performances, most likely. We hope everyone has a great couple of days. Where can these fantastic people find us, Will?
You can listen to the show on iTunes. Yes. Go ahead and subscribe. If you haven't already, Leave a rating and review. We'd love it. We'd love to read it on air. We know you have time. We're also on Spotify. We're on Google Pods.
Yep.
We're on Deezer.
Bernie Pods. Bloomberg Pods.
Yes. We're not on Biden Pods.
Not on Biden Pods.
We skew too young, yes, so we were not allowed.
I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. Thanks so much for listening.